think I'm really improving.
Smells good. What is it?
Nouilles avec fromage en casserole.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, it's macaroni and cheese. Just tastes better in French. Would you like to have some?
No, I gotta get out of here in a minute. I can't believe you found time to take this cooking class. I think I'm a real gourmet when I cook microwave vegetables and take them out of the box first.
The class only takes an hour a week, and it's something I always promised I'd do for myself.
I guess everybody's interested in cooking these days. I know every new client I talk to wants a big, enormous kitchen with double ovens and a meat locker and a gas downdraft cooktop and a built-in rotisserie, like they're going to roast a big cow on the spit in there.
Oh, I love cooking. It's creative. I once thought of becoming a professional chef. Hi, y'all.
Why?
Hi, Charlene. We thought you'd be over at the hospital having your checkup.
Oh, yeah, I am. I just wanted to bring by those coupons you wanted, Mary Jo.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I don't mind. I like cutting out coupons. The only problem is, I always leaves a big hole in my newspaper. There's always some real fascinating story on the other side, you know, that I'll never know the end of. Oh, like this one. It says here that somewhere, a guy was stealing cattle one by one by putting them into his Chevette hatchback. You believe that? Putting a cow in a Chevette? I think it'd be easier to put a Chevette in a cow. Then again, I guess that's one way to get rid of that new car smell. You'll never know what happened to all those cows. Anyway, 50 cents off coffee. That's pretty good.
Good luck with your checkup, Charlene. I'm sure it'll come out fine.
Oh, I know it will. Thanks. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Mary Jo, I know this is none of my business, and you don't have to say a word if you don't want to, but I'd like to ask you a personal question.
Go ahead.
Are you having some financial difficulties right now?
What makes you think that?
Well, there have been little clues, like your sudden interest in these coupons, and like when we bought that antique silk wallpaper for Ann Pringle's powder room that cost $5,000, and you said $5,000, $5,000 for a wallpaper. Why don't we just cover the wall with $20 bills?
Well, it was outrageous.
And then lately you've been bringing your lunch to work. I didn't really notice that until the day you brought the Flintstones lunchbox.
I ran out of paper bags. Okay, money is a little tight. I didn't want to say anything about it, but Ted's behind in child support.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he's been late before, but now he's missed two payments.
Well, have you called him?
Yeah, I called him when the first payment was a couple of weeks late, and he said, oh, it's in the mail. And so I waited another week, and I called him back, and he was off lecturing someplace. So then when the second payment didn't come, I thought, well, he's in some kind of financial trouble. And I'm not a greedy person. I mean, you know, I thought, well, if he has a problem, we could just talk it out. So I called again.
What did he say?
Nothing. He was off in the Caribbean on a medical convention. The office said they didn't even have his number.
Mary Jo, this is ridiculous. I say we just call a lawyer right now.
No, I don't want to do it that way. I mean, I've already sent a letter, and beyond that, I'd have to go to court, and then it'd just get really ugly, and frankly, Julia, I don't want the kids to know about this. You know how kids are. They'll think that it has something to do with them, and then maybe they'll get all sorts of conflicting feelings about male authority, and then Quinn will start wearing sundresses, and Claudia will marry a biker and move to a trailer park. Frankly, I just think it's a whole lot easier to clip coupons.
You know, Mary Jo, I saw a piece on television the other day about all the men in this country who refuse to pay child support. I mean, the figures are absolutely astounding. Something like 5 million? I cannot imagine bringing a child into this world and then refusing to feed or clothe it.
Hey, what's going on? I finally got the shipping from Luke and Clary Stern.
Oh, Anthony, there was a telephone message for you.
Oh, thank you, Julia. Would you please read that to me?
I prefer not to.
Julia, I'm busy here.
For Pete's sake, just read it, Julia.
Oh, well, it went something like, hi, baby. Do you miss me? I am still on fire. And then there were some kissing noises, which, if you don't mind, I would prefer not to simulate.
Uh-huh. Did they say who was calling?
You don't know?
I can narrow it down to about three, but after that, I get into trouble.
Well, gee, your popularity's just sort of exploded overnight.
I know. I think it has something to do with that contractor's license that I got. You know, I just put my card up on the bulletin board and a couple of supermarkets and laundromats, and you would not believe the calls that I've gotten. Come to find out that there are a whole lot of single young women out there, and most of them are looking for somebody who's handy.
I take it your business is booming.
Oh, you got that right. At first, I was following the strict policy of not dating anybody that I was working for. I said, business is business. I said, Anthony, do not mix your personal and your professional life. And then I said, shoot, what the heck?
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, Bernice.
Hi, Bernice. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
Goodbye to you, too.
Bernice!
Bernice! Bernice!
What?
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Well, come on in here and sit down for a minute. You better tell us exactly what's going on. Is something wrong over at the retirement village?
Oh, no, everything's fine. But I just started to get a little stir crazy, so I'm taking 2 days of adventure.
Well, what exactly do you do on 2 days of adventure?
I just get in the car and drive. I stop at all the roadside attractions that I think might be interesting, especially the country western museums and the reptile farms. And then when I can't drive anymore, I check into a hotel where there's some action in the lounge. Basically, I'm just kind of a rambling girl.
Bernice, do you really think that's safe? I think maybe you should consider doing something right here in Atlanta.
Okay, then I'll stay with you. What do you have planned?
Me? Well, I have to work a little, you know. Now, Anthony and I are going to take a couple of Windsor chairs over to Liddy Boom's. Then we might stop for a bite to eat. And then tomorrow, there's a lecture at the High Museum on Chinese porcelain. Then after that, we'll probably go see how Suzanne is doing.
Oh, can you see her? I thought her house was quarantined.
Well, it is, but they might lift it tonight. You know, she's a lot better. The doctors just don't want her to spread it around.
Well, what has she got?
As nearly as they can determine, Dutch elm disease.
When did they come up with that?
Late yesterday afternoon. I know it sounds crazy. They have never seen a case of it in a human being before. They've only seen it in trees.
Oh, my. Do you think Suzanne has been hiding something from us?
Oh, my gosh, look at the time. I've got to go.
Hey, Joe, are you sure everything is all right?
Oh, yeah. Have fun, Bernice.
You too, Julia.
Okay. Now, Julia, let me get this straight. Your idea of 2 days of adventure is delivering chairs, listening to a guy talking about teacups, and visiting a woman who might be a tree?
I suppose so.
Oh, honey, you've got to get out more. Now, this is more like it. Dinner at Burger Guy. We're out on the edge now.
If my cooking teacher knew I ever set foot in this place, she'd expel me from class.
Well, I don't know why everybody's always ragging on fast food. If it's so bad, how come everybody eats it?
I don't.
Never?
Never. And I'm not going to start now.
You just have not been exposed to this stuff enough. I mean, fast food is like great art. The first time you see it, you might say, what the heck is that? But after a while, you develop an appreciation.
Right, Anthony. Greasy burgers and Picasso. The parallel is so clear.
Okay. I don't care what anyone says. You're never going to see a sign outside one of those fancy places saying, over 60 billion sold.
Well, that drive-through window is some invention, isn't it? They've reached new heights in impersonal service. You just stay in your car and they stick a greasy paper bag through the window. Why even slow down? Why not just drive through at 60 miles an hour and have them shoot the food at you with a cannon?
Julia, if you would like to go someplace else, why don't you just say so?
No. It's quite all right. Besides, you two are the ones eating. I'm not. You know, I understand. If it gets really, really quiet in here, you can actually hear everybody's arteries clogging.
Oh, now, you do not have to ruin my dinner, Julia.
No, I'm sorry, Anthony. I guess I'm just worried about Mary Jo.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm sure Mary Jo can handle her own financial problems. If she were really in trouble, we'd know.
Hi. Welcome to Burger Guy. May I take your order?
Mary Jo, I'm sure you can imagine what I'm thinking right now, but in case you can't, let me just say this is quite a surprise. I'm sure you have a good explanation, and that in just a second we'll all be laughing at what a silly, unexpected encounter this has been.
Excuse me, we got people out here. We need fries. Fries up.
Can we talk about this in a minute?
May I take your order, please?
Never mind. I think I understand. And I'd like to have your ex-husband's head on a plate.
I thought you said you weren't eating.
If you needed money, why didn't you come right to us?
Well, it's not like this was my first choice. I applied everywhere. Some retail stores said they could give me something in 3 or 4 weeks, but I don't have 3 or 4 weeks anymore. I shouldn't have done it, but I put most of the kids' money into savings bonds that I can't touch for a year. I was depending on those checks, and that was a mistake because now Ted's in the Caribbean somewhere and I can't even talk to him.
You know, Mary Jo, I have a few friends, American expatriates, you might say, who live in Jamaica. I could make a few phone calls and find somebody who could counsel our man, Ted.
No, Anthony. I'll just get a lawyer right here in Atlanta.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking about a lawyer. I was thinking about getting a roving band of Rastafarians to play steel drums on his behind.
Mary Jo, you won't need to work here anymore. I'm going to write you out a check to tide you over.
No, Julia.
Now, Mary Jo, I have never understood why people are too proud to take money from friends. They will accept the things that are hardest to give. Friends will take your time, your tears, your patience, and your love. So why is it so hard to take a few dollars?
Okay. But we'll call it an advance in salary.
Oh, Julia, that was a beautiful speech. You know, you really have the ability to make someone change their views on a subject. And now, as your friend, I'd just like to say, I'm willing to accept $20.
You know, since we're all so close and sharing secrets and everything, I have a question. Now, does this place require you to ask, do you want fries with that? I mean, if a person comes in and orders fries, do you have to say, do you want fries with that?
Julia, I thought I'd take this by Suzanne's house. You want to go?
Well, I just talked to her on the phone. The quarantine's still on. I'm afraid you can't go in yet.
Well, what am I supposed to do with this?
Hi, everybody. This?
It's potpourri. Smells good. Can potpourri go bad?
Smells good to me.
Smells like onions. Wait a minute, that's not potpourri. That's Burger Guy. You still working at Burger Guy?
Mary Jo.
All right, I did the breakfast shift. Gee, I can't believe you can still smell it. I took a shower.
Mary Jo, what about that advance on your salary?
Oh, I had to use all that for the lawyer's retainer. That doesn't even cover the fees. It's going to cost me a small fortune just to threaten Ted, and that doesn't even mean he'll pay.
Well, just remember, Mary Jo, those Rastafarians work cheap.
Yeah, well, I hate complaining about it. I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones. You know, I'm not poor. My lawyer tells me that half the women who are owed child support don't get what they're owed, and a quarter of them don't get anything at all. I mean, at least I've got a lawyer. If I didn't, I'd have to go to the DA, and then it'd be 6 or 9 months before they could even get to me.
Mary Jo, I know you have a problem, and we're going to find a solution, but it's not Burger Guy. So, we're going to drive you over there right now, and we're going to wait in the car while you quit.
Actually, I was thinking about giving my notice this afternoon.
Good. Let's go.
What's going on down here? Julia, I thought you said you'd wake me up.
I'm sorry, Bernice. After last night, I had thought you might need your rest. I certainly do.
So what did you all do last night?
Well, Julia and I went miniature golfing and bowling. And then I went to some bars to meet men. Then I knocked down a vodka Collins. I got home, and then I threw up in the driveway. So what's on the agenda for today?
Nothing, Bernice. The adventure's coming to an end. Right now, we're on our way to Burger Guy.
Well, for someone who says she doesn't like that food, you certainly spend a lot of time there. What are you people trying to do? eat enough burgers so you can watch them change the sign?
How long does it take to quit?
It's been nearly half an hour.
Hey, lady, there's a line here.
Mary Jo, what are you doing in that uniform?
They need me. Usually four people work this lunch shift and two quit and two have the flu. So I promised Mr. Hastings that I would help him.
Mary Jo, you can't do the lunch shift with just two people.
I know. You are absolutely right. I can't.
Oh, no. I ain't wearing one of those little funny hats.
Mary Jo, you're not going to ask us to do what you're going to ask us to do.
Julia, sometimes friends give things that are very hard to give. Love, patience, time. You can at least give me one lousy hour in a hairnet.
Calm down, Mary Jo. I'll help.
Oh, yes, me too. But I want a new hairnet. I don't want a used one. I never put a hairnet on unless I know where it's been.
Oh, I see. Oh, now I'm the spoil sport. If I don't put on that hat, I'm the one who wouldn't help out. I'm the big snob. Is that it?
That's about the size of it, Julia.
Come on, Julia. Just think of it. You can finally be a professional chef.
What kind of fish is it?
Excuse me?
The fish sandwich, what kind of fish is it?
It's sort of compressed.
Is it fresh?
Well, let me put it this way. You're in a burger guy. It's compressed fish, breaded and deep fried. It costs 89 cents. What do you think?
I don't know.
Yes, it's fresh.
Yo, can I take your order?
Bernice, listen, you don't have to yell out the window at them. You just use the microphone.
Oh, I can talk into this. Mm. Well, where does it come out?
Back there at the big menu.
Oh, this is great. Calling all cars.
Bernice, it's like you're carried away. How you doing, Anthony?
Oh, all right.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
Would you please tell Julia not to take any more special orders? I cannot make one of these things medium rare. They come two ways, frozen and unfrozen. Tell her she has two choices, well done or tartare.
Thank you so much. Will there be anything else? Check your oil, look under your hood. Oh, that's just a little joke. Oh, get out of here, you crazy fool. Oh, this is fun.
Burgers up.
You know, you're doing a real good job for a beginner. You play your cards right, there's a future for you at Burger Guy.
Oh, thank you, Victor.
Oh, I'm not woofing. You could go all the way, and you know what that means.
No, I don't.
Burger Guy University.
Oh, thank you. A dream come true. May I take your order, please?
Let me have two big burgers, one chicken sandwich, no mayonnaise, two large fries, one medium onion ring, two apple pies, one chocolate chip cookie, two orange drinks, and a cup of coffee. Oh, and a steak sandwich, well done.
I just want to apologize for calling you a snob. I mean, you are really great at this. I mean, you're a natural.
Mary Jo, don't be ridiculous. Anyone can see I don't belong here. Just doing the best I can. Two bigs, one chick, hold the mayo. Two large fry, one ring, pie, cookie, two orange and a job, and one steak, burn it. Well, that was interesting. I think I'm going to take a shower for about 3 days.
You know, Julia, hanging out with you sure beats the heck out of that reptile farm.
Well, thank you, Bernice.
No, I'm serious, you all. I think we should pool our resources and buy ourselves a franchise. Mary Jo, you could be the manager.
Oh, thank you, Bernice, but I don't think that'll be necessary. Ted came through.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, he says that his new accountant must have mixed things up, and I've got a payment in full plus a little extra for an apology.
Well, that was big of him, I suppose.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's easy to be generous when there are a bunch of Rastafarians banging out a tune on your head.
Well, however much he sent you, it wasn't enough. After what you went through,
Working at Burger Guy.
You know, Julia, I cannot believe that after serving those burgers yourself, you are still such a snob about fast food. I mean, you wouldn't even eat your lunch after Mr. Hastings gave that to us for free.
Mary Jo, I told you, I do not eat this food. I may sell it, but I do not eat it. And now I'm going to get rid of it.
Well, you're a better woman than I am. I know that what she says may be true, that all that food is just salt and fat and empty calories. I'll tell you something. Every once in a while, I just get a hankering for it. Don't you?
Well, I certainly do. Sometimes I also get a hankering to see a well-built young Latino boy without his shirt on. Do you ever get that one?
No. Julia! Did I see you take a bite out of that hamburger?
Oh, you mean this? I prefer not to call it a hamburger. I prefer to call it filet de boeuf en sandwich.
Well, Julia, bon appetit!